Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. Look at all those hockey experts. Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry. I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP. What a ding-a-ling. Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan, you got plenty of money. Get you a driver. Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome, welcome to BSS Carolinas on iHeart.
What, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, just all over the air, man.
That's right, dude.
We gotta be able. If you can't find the show, something is wrong with you, man.
That's right. And go to breakdownsportsshow.com and you can catch all the old shows and everything else. So today we're doing a special Tuesday review of the weekend.
Weekend in review. I figured that y'all want more of us, so we're going to give you a weekend review, and we're still always going to give you the main show. But what a weekend in sports. Amazing. And, of course, what dominated this weekend? Miss
Side Pieces.
Side Pieces herself. Ronda Rousey. Dominant performance over Betch Correa.
Who?
Damn, Betch!
She got Korea.
She did. She talked a lot of noise. I was watching the fight, and I kind of figured that Rousey was going to come out with strikes to show, hey, I don't have to make anyone tap. I can just put my hands on you. I thought it was going to go at least a minute and a half.
34 seconds.
In your hometown, your backyard, to get knocked out like that. And then the way she fell over. What else can be said about Ronda Rousey? I think every superlative that's out there has been used for this woman right now.
Yeah, and she, man, I'm going to say, I didn't get to watch it, so I didn't, but I saw the video and stuff like that. She is dominant, and people were actually comparing her, fair, unfair, to Mike Tyson during his little string of when he was dominant.
I think it's very fair. I hear people complain, oh, the fight doesn't go too long, doesn't last that long, and you pay all that money. But, dude, when Mike Tyson was in his prime, you didn't pay money to see Mike Tyson go 10 rounds. You paid to see Mike Tyson knock somebody out. Same thing with Ronda Rousey.
Well, at least with Ronda Rousey and UFC, you're getting more than one fight.
Exactly.
You're getting more. You know, Mike Tyson, you got that one fight, you know, and it was over. And the same people are complaining that Floyd Mayweather goes 12 rounds every fight.
I mean, what do you want?
Do you want
an exciting fight, or do you want hugging?
I want an exciting fight. If she knocks her out in 34 seconds, she knocks her out in 34 seconds. But at least, you know, I can justify $60 for a card, you know, 4 or 5 fights.
There was 7 fights on this card. Now, granted, the co-main event, that Roa Nogueira fight, was pretty boring. It was a rematch from 10 years ago. Like, their first fight was amazing. They stood toe-to-toe for 3 rounds and beat each other to a bloody pulp. And in the first round, they did the same thing. But after that, it was like, let's get to Ronda Rousey, please.
Yeah, they were like, let's hurry up. Yeah, and this is going to be off the subject, but kind of not on the subject. You know, I didn't get to see her, you know, come out or anything, but she dedicated to Rowdy Piper. He passed away last week.
RIP Rowdy one.
Yeah.
The greatest heel to ever perform in the WWE.
Absolutely.
He made it cool to be a heel.
Yep. But no, Ronda, you know, I know after the fight, after she won, she talked about him and stuff. But look, the girl can't get more classy.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
And when I was watching the fight, she jumped on Betch. She was left, right, catching her. And Betch hit Ronda right in her nose, and Ronda's nose started bleeding. And Betch looked like, yeah, I landed a blow. Maybe that'll slow her up. I think that got Ronda more hyped up because she went right after her again, and then she collapsed her. She fell over like a tree being chopped down by a lumberjack.
Timber! Okay. I believe, man, I heard she was dominant. And, you know, and maybe we do that for Hot Sauce this week. Is she the greatest fighter since Mike Tyson?
Very good question. She's definitely the most entertaining fighter. Well, there's been some entertaining fighters in the past 20 years. Prince Nassim Hamed was very entertaining. He would go out there. He would put on a show. He wasn't hugging. He was throwing hands.
But everybody loves her. I haven't seen anybody dislike her, really.
Yeah.
Besides the people that she beat up.
And that's another question. What's next for Ronda? Who else is out there for her to fight?
Well, and there's another thing I heard. I was listening to on the radio. They talking about her moving up weights.
She doesn't need to move up.
To move up to fight Cyborg.
They can meet at a catch weight. But Ronda's 5'7". She's already pushing 135. How much more does she need to – how much bigger does she need to be?
She doesn't. She's perfect.
All right.
But, you know, we talked – I was listening to radio, and they were talking about Sugar Shane when he went up to weight. Mm-hmm. And then he dropped back down, and he wasn't the same fighter.
It hurts because you put on all the extra mass and – you train hard to do this fight, and then when you go back down and wait, it's like you lose like a half a step.
And don't say that 5 pounds isn't much, baloney.
Go pick up a 5 pound weight.
When you're 135 pounds and you're a wrestler, boxer, and you're trying to make a weight, 5 pounds is a lot.
Exactly.
Ask NFL players when they have to lose 5 pounds if it's a lot.
Because it's in their contract.
Yeah.
But – congratulations again, Ronda. I can't wait to see your next fight.
That, your next movie. She's starring in her own autobiography movie coming out already.
Well, at least we know that'll be longer than her fight.
Here's the only thing, only bad thing. She's only fought 12 fights, 12 professional fights. And she's already, you're already saying she's the greatest ever. I mean, there's no one else in the women's division besides Cyborg, I think.
I mean, but we got to understand she has a shelf life. She can't fight forever. So let's just give her kudos now and just enjoy the ride, man. And exactly. If you want to call her the greatest, go right ahead.
The greatest woman's fighter? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, comparing to Sugar Shane Leonard, you know, not Sugar Ray Leonard. You know, comparing her to Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, man, that's tough.
That's tough. I mean, I still love what Layla Ali did when she was fighting. She was an amazing fighter herself. So there's been a few great women fighters. Ronda Rousey is just definitely the hot topic right now.
She definitely is. Definitely is that. But, you know, congratulations on another dominant performance, you know. If you don't make a Sunshine Performer of the Week, I don't know what's wrong with us.
Chop our toes off or something.
Yeah.
One more time. Damn, bitch.
Was the card worth the $60?
Well, I kind of pirated the fight, so didn't pay for it.
Was it worth
but it
if
was,
you did pay
if
for
I
it?
If I did pay for it, it was worth it, man. All
right.
There was a lot of good fights on that card.
You got the next stories, I guess.
Pocono 400, congratulations to Matt Kenseth, who kind of was given the victory because after Joey Logano ran out of gas with three laps remaining and Matt's teammate Kyle Busch ran out of gas in the last quarter mile of the final lap. He just cruised right into victory, and it continues the hot stretch for Joe Gibbs Racing. Joe Gibbs Racing is killing it right now. If you're not a NASCAR fan, you got to check it out because they are fighting for these top 30 spots. Kyle Busch is is currently sitting number 32, and he had this race won. If he had had one more cup of gas in his car, he would have won.
Didn't he win four in a row?
He won, like, three in a row. It was like four out of five, and he was going for number four in a row.
This week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's 32nd in standings?
Because of the injury at Daytona, right. He missed a bunch of races, and he was way out. Nobody thought he would even be contending. Back this year.
Wow. 32nd, dude.
He is right there, and I'm pretty sure he's going to make the top 30. But you got the eye that gas. I know he wanted to stay on Logano, but you got to have those strategic pit stops. You need to make sure you have fuel in your car.
Well, speaking of pit stops, Brad Keselowski, when he came into the pits, I know you saw.
I saw it.
The pit crew. It was his own pit crew, right? Mm-hmm. That he ran into.
He always comes into the pit hot, man. He doesn't know how to come in soft. I don't know what's going on, but if I was his pit crew members, I'd be standing way back. Let me make sure you come to a complete stop, and then I'll come towards the car. Don't be in this guy's way, because he's bound to hit you.
I'm looking at this. I'm like, geez, has he not seen him?
If he does that to his own pit crew, imagine what he would do to somebody he doesn't like.
And I know I heard the issues at the Pocono is, you know, they had a bunch of wrecks, two big wrecks this weekend, and they're looking into the safety issues.
But that comes with NASCAR driving. You're driving at tremendously high speeds with competitive guys trying to win the race. You're going to have some wrecks. At the Brickyard 400, I think they had 40-plus cautions.
40?
40. It was a ton of cautions. It seemed like every 3 laps, caution, caution, caution.
I mean, you go almost 200 miles an hour, though. It's going to happen.
And these things aren't cars. It's a big-ass engine, wheels, and a cover. That's all these things are. But I enjoy it. I really had a good weekend with that.
Well, good. It's interesting from what I was seeing. I didn't get to watch the race on Sunday, but I heard about it and everything else.
What's next on the docket for the weekend?
What'd you get?
Unfortunately, Panthers fans, Star Letulier carted off the field again. Oof. With an injury to the same foot that he had surgery on last year, January. Right? Yeah. He'll be reevaluated in a couple weeks, but it's never good when you re-injure the same foot that you had surgery on, and you're 330-plus pounds.
A defense, the mainstay of the defensive line. You're in the middle. You're in the trenches. That's your feet. I mean, your knees, but your feet, the most important thing, man, your footwork.
He is the Panthers' run stopper, man.
This hurts. If he is not at 100%, that hurts them now, big time.
Keywon Short is a solid player, but you have to have multiple D tackles. The Seahawks just let go of their starting D tackle because of their cap issues. Would that be a smart move for the Panthers?
It would be smart, but we're still shopping at, Dollar Tree.
Well, if they're shopping at Dollar Tree, they can't afford this guy.
No, I don't think they will, but I just, the thing with I don't think people realize how important Star is, how important that defense, that one defensive tackle. Yes, you need to have different guys to be able to sub in, but you need that one. Look at Nagata.
Yeah.
When those years in the Ravens, if it wasn't for him, those defenses wouldn't be as good as they were.
And Ray Lewis says it all the time. Look at the Colts. They don't have any decent D tackle, and when they play the Patriots, they give up 300 yards rushing every time.
Right. If you don't stop a running game, you need that D tackle. And, say what you want. As good as Luke is, without Star, he's not the same. He can't get off the block with the blocks the way he could with Star there.
Star is a wide, big body that shields Luke, to allow Luke to run sideline to sideline and make all the plays that he does make. The Panthers have to figure it out, man. They need to make a move quickly. Go ahead and have some insurance in your back pocket. Let's not wait for this reevaluation.
Right.
I'm fearing the worst.
Right, absolutely. And, you need to have that. I mean, they're already struggling to try to find a person to take over Greg Hardy's spot. They still don't have somebody. They don't know who that number one guy is going to be on the outside. You need to know who your number one guys are going to be on the defensive line.
If you can't rush the passer and you can't stop the run, y'all might be hurting my 12-4 prediction. Y'all better get right.
Well, no wonder you got Shaq Thompson, because you'll need him to be able to sub in for Luke Kuechly. And
man,
you'll need that speed.
They're gonna need a lot, man. They need the offense to help the defense out and keep them off the field as much as possible.
And I know you're trying to rely on the defense to win games. It cannot be that way. You need to have your offense put up at least 20-25 points a game.
That would definitely help.
You know, you can't score 17-18 points a game and hope to win this league.
Never.
Because it ain't going to happen. Not in Super Bowl anyway. Because the defense, I don't see Ray Lewis coming out of the tunnel.
I don't see the 85 Bears defense coming out of that tunnel either.
Yeah. So – hopefully Starr's okay, gets back, because we definitely need him. And by the way, while we're talking about the Panthers, this Friday is FanFest at 6:30.
Go out, check it out, have a good time with it. They give autographs. Go meet some of your favorite players.
And the young kid, Braden from South Carolina, I think, is going to be the honorary head coach for the day.
That's going to be fun. Going to be a big
No,
thing.
Dalton. That's
Dalton.
It. Yeah, Dalton.
That's going to be huge, man.
So go check out if you haven't. Yeah, you should be out there. FanFest is usually a pretty good event. They let you inside the stadium. They let you watch practice. Get there early, try to get autographs from the players and stuff like that.
Cool beans.
So it's always fun, though.
Adrian Beltre hit for his third cycle, which is a MLB record.
Yeah, it's ties for the record.
Man, this guy is on fire right now.
Third cycle.
I mean, how good of a hitter do you have to be to hit for a single, double, triple, and a home run in a game?
You know how lucky you have to be? I mean, it takes a lot of luck to be able – I'm still trying to do it on the show. I can't do it.
Hitting for a triple is the hardest thing to do in the major leagues. And this guy has done this three times.
Yeah.
Man, that's great job.
Yeah, I mean, it's just incredible to be able to, you know, like you said, hitting for a triple is one of the hardest things to do in baseball. Probably the hardest, yeah. I mean, because you got to have just the right spot.
It's got to be right on that line. It's got to roll past that outfielder, maybe bounce off the ball and kick away from him a little bit for you to get to third.
And he actually did it in five innings. Five innings.
Talking about on fire.
You have a cycle by the fifth inning.
Like, I'm good. I'm going to the showers.
That is crazy. But congratulations, Beltre. I still hate we let you go to Texas from Dodgers and Seattle.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
The basketball tournament was this weekend, which featured a NBA, D-League, and overseas top-notch players. And the overseas elite team won $1 million. Congratulations, man. That's probably the biggest payday that most of these guys will ever see in their basketball careers. I know they're splitting it amongst 10 people, but to still leave with $100,000, that sounds like a good day to me.
Dude, that is crazy. I still can't believe $1 million. Now, who was all – I was trying to figure out who was on the team. It's a bunch of college guys, right?
It's like professionals. I know the overseas elite team had this one guy that's been playing in China. He scored 80 points in a Chinese league game last year. So they had guys that can get buckets. I can't give you their names. Trust me. There's people.
Former St. John's player DJ Kennedy. He scored 24 to win the tournament. McCollum is from Davon White, Arizona-based Team 23. I'll be okay with it. Emerged from a field of 97 teams in the tournament beginning in July. More than 125 players who had either NBA or NBA D League experience took part in the winner-take-all tournament, single elimination. But congratulations, man. Can I borrow you some money?
Please. I just made like $10.
Well, actually, no, probably won't. Think about it. If there's how many people on the team? Five?
There's only five playing, but it was like 10. I think it was like 9 or 10 players on the team.
You don't have to split that with 10 ways.
I'm like, well, the starting five should get a little bit more than the guys that didn't play much.
Right. What are you going to do with Del Adova on the bench? You going to give him money?
Yeah, he was part of the team. Here's enough money for the Uber. Take yourself back to the hotel.
Give you enough for Uber and hotel stay. There you go. And breakfast next morning. But congratulations. Did you watch any of the tournament? I watched it a little bit.
I watched bits and pieces, but I was really more interested in the NBA in Africa game. What an exciting game. It was like just an all-star game. There were lobs. You got to see Hakeem Olajuwon out there, 52 years old, still shaking it up. It looks like he could still give you 8 good minutes out there on the court, man.
Yeah.
The NBA without borders. I love what the NBA does, man. Huge global sport. The NBA is loved everywhere.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's but watching Hakeem Olajuwon do the shake, that was nice.
And then Dikembe Mutombo was out there, too. And to see them with their throwback jerseys on, man, it felt like I was in a time machine. Like, there goes Mount Mutombo and Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon. Yes!
And anyone that says Hakeem Olajuwon could not beat Shaq, come on,
dog.
Go watch him at 52.
He's still got it, man. And the most amazing thing about Hakeem Olajuwon was when they were playing in the season, because of his religion, he would have to fast for 30 days in the middle of the season, and he was still going out putting up dominant numbers. I don't think anybody else could do that.
No. There's not many, dude, that could do that. But, yeah, it was nice to see the NBA player, and Chris Paul and Bradley Beal was co-MVPs. No, Luol Deng, sorry, was co-MVP of the game.
It was a star-studded event. There was a lot of big names that went out there for this. So the NBA does it right, and then they're, of course, evading China again for the preseason. The Charlotte Hornets will be out there. Just keep doing the NBA.
Nah, they do the best. NFL is doing it now, too, with London and, you know, your European games and stuff. But, yeah, NBA does it best. I mean, I even watched the documentary on Dennis Rodman going to South Korea.
North Korea.
Thank you. North Korea, sorry. But, yeah, watch that. It was interesting. It was on. I had time to kill, so I watched it. And, you know, Vin Baker, Glenn Big Dog Robinson, all these guys went to North Korea. It's a very interesting story. But watching them play against the North Korean guys.
Everybody from North Korea, 5'3 and under. And here comes these giant NBA players.
And they got smoked.
Of course.
They got killed.
It was varsity against elementary
school. No, the NBA players got killed.
Did they?
They got killed.
Wow.
Because they couldn't play defense. Then you got Dennis Rodman playing. Dennis Rodman can't shoot. He's like 60. He's out there playing.
It was probably like, if y'all want to leave out of this country, y'all better let the North Korean team win.
Exactly.
Yeah. But way to go, NBA, man.
Yeah, definitely.
I think we covered pretty much everything. We gotta give a shout out to American Pharoah.
Definitely. American Pharoah won another race this weekend. And big ups for Bob Baffert to keep her running still.
I think
because most times after they get done racing the Triple Crown, they're done.
They retire these horses.
Right. He brought her back out, won another race, you know, just to try to get the sport going. You know, people paying attention to it.
I think it also, too, that they want to go for the Triple Crown repeat next year as well.
You can't go for it, I thought.
I don't know. They need to do something. Don't you want to see American Pharoah have a chance to defend his crown?
Oh, absolutely. But I don't with the sport, after a certain age, I think they're finished.
Oh, okay. Man, that sucks, man. I wanted to see American Pharoah go out there. Oh, well. And one last piece of news. Adidas offered James Harden a 13-year $200 million contract. Could James Harden sell $200 million worth of shoes for Adidas? Would you go get a pair of James Hardens?
Does it come with a beard?
They might have a little.
I mean,
little,
it's going to be like beard worked on the front.
They might have a little fringe beard on the tongue or something.
Would I? Probably. I mean, is he going to be Michael Jordan-esque? No. Is he going to be LeBron James selling shoes? No. I can't believe they. I figure Russell Westbrook could be the next one.
Well, you know, Russell's currently signed with Team Jordan. I don't see him leaving Team Jordan right now.
Well, I mean, you need to – or go get Anthony Davis. Who's Anthony Davis with right
Nike.
Now?
Everybody's either with Nike and now Under Armour.
I mean, I understand Adidas. They want to go get every who they can get to get out there. I mean, because everybody else is with Jordan or Nike.
It's going to be hard trying to pull James Harden away from Nike, but $200 million, I'd be like – I can wear some Adidas.
Heck yeah. I mean, you know, we were talking about shoes not too long ago. You know, Adidas is doing it right. Reebok, I think, is a step behind, right?
Reebok is off the
off
planet.
The chart
off
right
the
now.
I don't know where Reebok is.
Charles Barkley. Converse. But, yeah, no, I would go get a pair of James Harden. I mean, I had to see it first, but.
I would pass on the beard shoes.
You think you pass on the beard shoes?
I'm more of a Nike guy anyway, so. And Under Armour. I love the Under Armour sneakers now, too.
Yeah, I love Nike. All Jordan shoes I love, so. But, yeah, I'll probably, you know, I love my Nikes.
Nikes all day.
That's right. So, but, no, you know, that's an interesting debate. We'll have to ask Kyle when he's here. Easy's here. On Thursday, we'll ask him what he thinks about the different shoes. But come on, man, you had to rock some of James Harden shoes.
If he gives me a free pair,
I just can't wait to see it because I can picture what the shoe will look like.
Well, if they giving him $200 million, what's the retail price of his shoes going to be? $209.95.
That's $15 million a year. He's making off of that endorsement.
That's crazy.
That is insane what NBA players can make off their shoe deals and everything. NFL players can't do that. Major League Baseball players can't do that.
But NBA basketball players.
Well, actually, they could, but Major League Baseball and football hasn't figured it out yet.
They try.
They should. I mean, think about it. Do have some T.O.
I had a pair of the Griffies.
Oh, there you go. But that's it, though. I mean, you know, football and baseball players, eh. When it comes to shoes.
That's it for this weekend in review wrap up from BSS Carolinas. Make sure you tune in to the full show, BSS Carolinas. We will be broadcasting Thursday and we'll have
Absolutely.
It out for you before the weekend.
Yeah, we'll have it. We'll do it Thursday. We'll have it ready for you Friday. And, you know, we'll have a lot. We're going to do hot sauce this week. We're going to figure, you know, we'll talk about different subjects. But tweet us if you think Ronda Rousey is the greatest fighter of all time. Tweet us at BSS Carolinas. Let us know what you think.
Always, sports is life.
That's right. And you can catch us everywhere. Somebody.